Hi, everybody. Welcome into 2013. You're listening to Spiritual
Love
Perception.
Talk Radio.
I know, I always forget that, too.
Hi, everyone. This is Marcia with Spiritual Perceptions, and welcome to 2013. Janet's with us again, and she'll be taking questions on your 2013 and telling you what Spirit has for you. We hope everyone made it through the holidays, and everybody's rip-ready and roaring for 2013. So how are you today, Janet?
I'm fine. I'm fine, and I'm ready.
You're ready for 2013?
I certainly am. I was
so glad to see
that five-year end.
We just came through, the full moon was last night, and it was a Leo full moon. Leo's full moon is the first one of the year, and it was based on relationships. So whether it be business or personal or family relationships, romantic relationships, it's all highlighted the last 2 days, and for the next couple of days it will be because of this Leo full moon. And Leo's a fire sign, isn't it, Janet?
Yes.
you're a fiery Leo yourself, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
And we're. I wanted to let everybody know that we are coming up on this year's first Mercury retrograde, and it will be February 23rd through March the 17th, or the days to be most concerned with if this kind of thing seems to get in your way. And Janet, I guess I'm going to turn it over to you for now because you're the one that has all the information.
Okay. Thank you, Marcia, and happy 2013 to you. Okay.
Thank you.
On a general level, and when I say general, I mean it's according to degrees on a personal level. So some of this may hit somebody hard, another person not. It's according to degrees. And if you need to know what degrees, then we need to look at that. But I want to say on a general area affecting our world, we're going to see the greatest release of Gentile revival in history. And that's found in Amos chapter 9, verses 11 through 13. There's going to be spiritual blindness will be removed from us. I mean, things are going to be revealed. That also has a lot to do with that Neptune aspect that's going to affect us till 2025. So a lot of things are going to be revealed in government, personal lives, and people are going to see things, even in the church, spiritual blindness will be lifted. And on a political level, no matter what our politicians do, those of us who understand the kingdom of God principles will walk in supernatural wisdom and power. So don't focus too much on who's in the White House. It's more like who's on the throne. God's still on the throne. And we need to position ourselves to reap benefits this year, opportunities, being in the right place at the right time. These are all things that can occur in 2013. Divine order, God's promises can become reality. And this is all our part is to believe and receive it and then position ourselves into the kingdom principles.
Right.
And this first full moon in 2013, being in fire, being in Leo, the message I got from that was that we should live life to the fullest. Now, everybody's been focused ever since 9/11 on tragedy. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some comedy here.
Well, you know, it only takes a moment for a tragedy to strike us, but it takes us forever to get over it because we want to hold on to things so badly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're holding on to that fear and everything. I need to back us up just a second, Janet. I didn't give everybody our contact information.
Okay.
I want to thank everybody who has listened and who is listening and who will listen in the future. Our call-in number is 646-378-1297, and Janet will be answering questions at the end of the show. Also, I wanted to let you know you can reach us at AOL under Spiritual P-E-R-C-E-P at AOL.com, or you can follow us on Facebook at Janet Thornburg. We're still working on our Spiritual Perceptions page, and hopefully we'll get it up soon. We do have several callers in line right now. Janet, do you feel like taking a question now, or do you want to kind of wait?
Yeah, well, let me just finish with the general stuff, and then I'll start in. And I want to save a little time at the end to give you seven prophetic messages that was given to me by the Holy Spirit in prayer and meditation for the show. And I want to say that our Lord is getting ready to position a wonderful and powerful blessing on us, and I believe it's time for us to position ourselves to receive it. And one of the miracles is to free us from past hurts. And we will see many free us from sins that constantly plague and bondages. We're going to see that and curses.
Well, maybe
so
that's
I want to pray
clarify.
Right now. Pardon?
Maybe that's why this year's word is clarify.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mostly with relationships. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. God wants us to change. And so things that we did in 2012 and times before that, you know, we need to leave that past. But I'm going to ask you, Father God, now in the name of Jesus, for each and every person that calls me tonight, that I give them the wisdom that you desire and what they really need to know in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, I'm ready to take calls.
Okay. All right, we'll get back to some of the other stuff. We have someone from the 813 area code, and let me see if I can connect to them.
Okay.
Hi, 813, you're on the air with Janet and Marcia. How are you this evening?
I'm well, and how are you tonight?
We're doing well. How can Janet help you with your questions for 2013, or would you just like to say something about our show?
I say, hi, Janet. It's nice to hear
Linda.
Your voice again. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm looking at my career this year. I'm looking at real strong my career, changing my path, and I'm wondering how it's going to turn out for me this year.
Okay.
Is that too general?
Well, you're going to make progress. There's action. There's also getting a lot of things and also meeting a very successful person in your life, a partner in your life. So you could really connect with that. I know that wasn't your question, but it was thrown in. And you're welcome. I mean, these cards, sometimes I think they have a mind of their own. But things are quickly going to change for you. Your career looks good. It looks like you've got a lot to look forward to. You're going to be negotiating with a couple of different places coming up here. So you have more than one choice. So a couple of places are coming up here that you'll have to make a choice on.
I want to know
it's either feast or famine, right?
I know. I've had the famine. It's time for my feast.
Yeah, it is, and that's what I'm seeing. And actually, you're going to be able to save money, which you haven't been able to do for a long time.
Okay, thank you.
For some reason, the Spirit wants you to know that someone very significant is coming in your life, and this person is really going to be a good balance for you, and also a giving, generous type person. So it's like takes a little bit of the brunt off of you. I mean, it lessens you. I mean, you're going to be given things that and help and being very generous to you.
That's very
hallelujah.
Nice. Yes, praise God. I've waited a long time for this.
I know. And 2013 is a year of realization. We can actually have these things. Spirit really worked hard on me that really things can happen this year. I know we've been stuck in such a negative transit since 9/11, but got to leave, I'll let all that go now. It's time for a good change.
Well, I've been in prayer and also been just thinking positive, none of the negative, and just the positive has been coming through, so you're right.
Yeah.
Well, take the positive and just see the changes that you're hoping for, and in your prayer, just feel the feelings that your life will bring to you if you achieve these new goals. And with the prayer and everything you've already put into it, it won't be any time before these things become real in your life.
That's right. Creative visualization is a must this year. It'll work really quick.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, you know, Janet, again, you know, clarify is the word for this year, regardless of what it is. And I think, for me, it came from, like, the Mayan calendar, you know, and this was supposed to be the end, and I believe it is the end as we once knew it. I believe there are lots of changes coming for our world and for us individually, and whether or not we have the dream that we want, don't go out and pick out a house in 90210 that you want to live in, or don't see a picture of a man and say, that's him, I'm not going to be happy without him. You know, think of the feeling that you have if you have the home that you really truly desire and the person that you really truly desire without putting a face to it. You know, just feel the feelings that you would feel and put that in your prayer and meditation. And this year with the planets aligning the way they are and with things
it's definitely good change. And, you know, people that aren't working on themselves and connecting to their spirit, you know, there's struggle involved. But most of the people that are surrounded by is a spiritual community. So, you know, they know what I'm talking about. But you have to believe that, one, that you can have something. You know, if you pray for something and in the back of your mind you think you're not worthy, or, you know,
it's never
God's
gonna
mad
happen.
At you. He's not mad at us. He's mad about us. He loves us. And this is a year that he really wants to fulfill things in our lives. And he pressed upon me to get that message across tonight. So that's 2013 can be a fulfilling year. And, yes, and clarity is definitely there. You have to clarify in your mind that, okay, it's not the way I'm painting it here, okay? Now, be open to change. Be open to what the universe wants to give you.
Well, and the universe wants to give you what you want.
Yeah.
It wants to give you the home of your
Psalm
dreams.
Psalm 37.
It wants to give you the relationships of your dreams, whether it be in business or at home or with your romantic life. The universe wants you to have it. It's your
Absolutely.
God-given right. It's your God-given right. But you have to quit wallowing in that despair, in that anger, because you're not there. You need to put that energy toward feeling the feelings you'll have when you get it, because it will come that way. And
that's
like
right.
You said,
and you know, absolutely, absolutely right. And we need to be open to change. You're fixed on, I'm going to go here, or, like you said, I'm going to have this certain person, or just drop the fixed things. Just open up to let things come to you. Let the river of life flow to you.
Well, you know, God uses angels to do his work. He doesn't have to have them. He could do it himself. I mean, he created the heavens and earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're all angels with one wing. And if we hold on to each other, then we can fly. You know, so you hold on to those groups that bring you good energy and those people that bring good energy into your world. You know who they are. You know, you can feel it when you're around them.
That's right.
That it's a romantic interest. Doesn't mean it's, you know, anything like that. It just means, you know, it's the energy that the person has about them. And if you put all that energy into the things that you want in life, clarify clarify in your mind and in your heart what you want to feel. You know, not a number in a bank account, not an address, not any of that stuff. Clarify, you know, how you want your relationships, and spend time thinking about the wonderful life you'll have, or that you do have.
That's right. Okay, we have another caller from 334 area code.
I'm not sure they have a question at this time yet, Janet.
Okay.
Their little light's not on. So their little
okay.
question on.
There's the question.
Oh, well, there they go. I
okay.
guess we called them out and they decided they had a question. Okay, let's see if
okay.
we can connect to them. Hi, 334, this is Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. Actually, that's exactly how it happened. I heard the 334 and I go, whoops. So, please,
we didn't mean to spook you there, Mary Jo.
Well, I was quickly. Please excuse my voice. I can't help it right now. Anyway, I do. Before I get started, I want to thank you both for having these shows. You both impart so much wonderful information, and you give so many people so much hope, guidance. And I just want to wish you both many blessings for all that you do.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we understand that God recently blessed you with some successful medical conditions, and we praise him for that.
Oh, my gosh, I cannot stop going on about it. I actually, I think I shocked a few people, but oh, my gosh, God took me through everything, and I knew it was going to be like that. I was hearing you're so positive, and I said, yeah, I'm positive. God's taking care of me. So it doesn't matter one way or the other what's going on. God's taking care of me. So yay, and I am. Yay, and I'm healing well, so thank you very much. And I love him so much. Anyway, Janet.
Well, see, this is the energy I'm talking about just a few
mm-hmm.
minutes ago. You know, energy from people around you. And even though you and I've never talked before,
no,
you know, it's just the energy around you and the enthusiasm about life that you have right now that will help pull to you the things that you most desire in this world.
Exactly. Keep it going. Keep it up. Keep on keeping on. What's your question?
Okay. Well, I am going to relocate, and I was just wondering, Janet. You know, like what. Can you see how it's going or how it's going to be when I'm there? Because
okay.
I know it's going to happen. Again, that's taking care of that. So,
well, first card says it's a new beginning for you.
Okay.
And there's unlimited possibilities. And not just, I mean, meeting people, and it shows absolutely the beginning of enthusiasm in your life and adventure. It's crossed by adventure.
Ooh, adventure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. I'm going to leave that alone. Okay. And also the person, a woman here, a roommate here, is actually a very sharp person. And it's actually like both of you drop off a bunch of burdens. And it seems like it's going to go through quickly. It's meant. It's absolutely meant.
Yay.
If you want to know if it was meant, it's meant. And you're going to love it. You're going to love your new life. There's a lot less depression. It's just like a whole new beginning with unlimited possibilities in all areas. Now, that's financial, relationship-wise, everything.
Wow.
Okay,
so I think this move is meant.
I think so, because I can't stop smiling with everything you said. It's just ear-to-ear grin, okay?
Cool.
Wow.
We like those ear-to-ear grins.
Oh, I've had so many of them lately, and it's just wonderful. And when we pray, it's just, I smile and I shake my head yes with things you say, and it's just beautiful. Life is beautiful, and you are both just blessings to so many people. And I want to thank
you.
That's
the whole idea. The whole
thank
idea.
You. We're only
thank
doing
you.
What we can, and we sometimes we get out here and we think, well, we're just talking to each other because, you know,
no,
it doesn't make a sense. Excuse me, it
not
doesn't make
all.
A lot of sense to everybody, but, you know, it makes sense to those who want to hear it. So.
That's right.
Well, yeah, and I feel that God takes me where I need to be, and he leads me to people that I need to know or listen to.
He will always.
So, yes.
So listen to yourself, because that's who's telling you what you need to do.
Okay, I'm still grinning.
Have a great 2013. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Same to
Thanks
you
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Janet, we have another caller from the 706 area code, and let's see if we can get them on with us now.
Okay.
Okay, 706, this is Marcia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
This I'm doing
Teresa.
Well.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Janet.
You have a question for this evening?
Yes, I have a question. How's my job search going to pan out?
Okay.
I need a good paying job.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I tell you, that's something a lot of people are looking at right now, Teresa. And, you know, God
bless you. I didn't think I would be looking. I thought I'd retire from where I was, but things happen.
That was all sudden. That was a sudden change.
Yeah.
Okay. It says you're going to be successful, but there's something that you have to overcome here. There's a challenge, and it's a little bit overwhelming odds, but you have an advantage, and you need to hang in there. You're going to be successful, but it's looking, and it's around a man. It's around a man. A man's crossing it. And, you know, you may not be in the right place.
Hmm.
You may need to be looking outside of where you are.
That's a good idea.
And something's going to pop up. Something is going to pop up. But for you, this is a new beginning. And you're going to really like this new position you are in. But it's not around you. It's not local. It's outside
wow.
of where you are. So your change may be having to change your residence as well.
That sounds like lots of changes.
Mm-hmm. I know. I better be
Don't
ready
be afraid
and prepared.
Mm-hmm. But this, you know, because your relationship here too, in the area that you're in, there's so much judgment that comes at it from other people. So you really, you know, that's been a hindrance, and it's created delays. And actually, I think you both would be better off.
Well, if you'll go with me, I'll just go wherever and get a job.
Start looking, you know, something's going to pop up in the next 2 weeks, and it's going to stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, you're not going to miss this. You're not going to make a mistake, because you're going to go, wow, there it is.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'll be searching everywhere.
You'll have our prayers here.
Okay, thank you. Can I keep listening?
You
oh,
bet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm just
okay, cool.
Mute your mic, all right?
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Teresa.
You.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, Janet. I wanted to mention that anybody who is listening would like a private reading with Janet. She is reading at keen.com. She has been away from it for a little bit because she's taking care of her grandchildren, and she recently got custody of them, and we are
so now
thankful.
I can put them in school.
We are thankful, very much thankful that the kids are now safe and out of harm's way, and we appreciate people like Janet willing to do that. But she has been away from King for a little bit, but she is reading at King.com. If you would like to schedule a private reading with Janet away from that site, you can contact us at Spiritual Perception, PRECEP, at AOL.com, and Janet can set up a time that is easy for both of you, and she can do a private reading that way also. So we have, with all that out of the way, mm-hmm. we have another caller from the 312 area code. Let's see if we can get them on the line.
Okay.
Okay, hi, 312. This is Marcia. How are you?
Hi, Marcia. Hi, Janet. How are you with Vicki?
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Can you guys hear me okay? Hi, Marcia. How are you guys doing?
Good. Welcome mm-hmm. to 2013. Thanks for listening. What can we answer for you tonight?
Well, firstly, I want to say thank you for all the prayers. You know, thanks for anyone who's prayed for me, and it's much appreciated. Please know that those prayers are much appreciated. So,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I did. I don't even know what to ask. Maybe I could just do general. I don't even know. I don't know what to focus on. So I think I'll just do general.
Well, you have a lot of decisions to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. So focus probably on the one that's most important to you right at the moment.
I'm moving, and
okay.
I did get the other place that I wanted.
Cool.
So, I know, that's answered prayer. Maybe we can talk music.
Okay.
And maybe we can just talk music and how that's
okay.
Going to pan out.
So you're a musician?
I'm a singer. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good
what
one, too.
What kind of genre is your
Well,
music?
Pretty much everything. I'm known for doing, I was singing in a Blues Brothers band. And I played the Aretha Franklin character in the band. So
wow.
That's what I've been doing it here for about maybe 13 years. So.
Wow.
Okay. Vicki, this is your year. This is your year. You've been disillusioned a little bit in your music career. And, you know, you just haven't been in the right niche, you know,
yeah.
the right situation. But there's two particular groups here at the first part of the year that are going to lead to something. But this is a year where you get a breakthrough. You really get a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Ace of Coins. That's success around career and money. And it's more than just money. It's success, it's a happiness. And it's a combination of material and spiritual prosperity, that card. And
yeah, it's
so,
a spiritual card, yeah.
Yeah, it
keep
is.
Your prayer, keep your prayer and meditation going, Vicki. That's a good card.
Yeah, that
I've
really
been
is a good
lot
card.
Of it, a lot of it. I mean, when I'm walking down the street, I'm praying. It's like sometimes you just have to keep doing it until something happens, you know? So.
Yeah, you don't give up. You don't
yeah.
give up. If that's your dream and that's what you want, you don't give up. You keep seeing yourself on that stage, and you keep seeing yourself singing your heart out.
You know,
yeah.
it's funny. As a kid, I saw myself on stage and didn't sing a lick, didn't do anything musically, and then here I am almost 30 years later doing this. I mean, I envisioned it as a child, but I never thought, oh, my God, I'd be singing in front of all these people. But you're right. If you stay on it and don't give up, you know, it will happen. I mean, it's been a lot of blockage, a lot of jealousy. It's a cutthroat
mm-hmm.
business. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm looking, I just want an opportunity. Like,
and you've
know?
Been disillusioned with it. And,
yeah.
But, you know, there's something coming up this month that leads to something else. I got the month of February, and, you know, you have dealt with getting kind of taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little disastrous in some areas, and there was particularly a woman that worked against you.
Yeah.
And but you know what? You're going to far surpass that, those people.
I hope so. Is it the old band I'm doing something with or a new one that'll lead to the new album?
Well, the old one leads to the new one.
Oh.
And
okay.
And there's something this month. There is a gig or you know, and
something.
It leads to something else.
Something. Well, Vicki, you give, I guess you would give my son hope. My youngest son, loves playing guitar. He's self-taught. He is amazing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, absolutely amazing. And even though he has done and is looking to the field of research, particularly cancer research,
mm-hmm.
he still sees himself as musician at some point. That's really what he wants.
And you know what's funny? Music came as an outlet. I mean, I grew up in a drug addicted family. Yeah, and I encourage, you know, I hear parents talk about their kids being in music, and they give them drama about it. I'm like, let that kid play whatever that kid wants.
Exactly.
You know, because
you encourage them in their dream.
Yeah.
It's not your dream. I mean,
it's not yours.
Maybe you did want to be the star quarterback or the head cheerleader, and it didn't happen. Don't push it on them. That's not their dream.
Exactly. And I see it all the time, and it sickens me. And, you know, I'm like this. I was, you know, I might not have grown up in the best environment, but my mom, the one thing she did do, if I said, Mom, I want to play the drums, she'd go out and buy a drum set. I said, Mom, I want to play the saxophone. She'd go out and buy a saxophone. So she always, you know, if I wanted it, she really did try in that way. She really did. So if any parents are listening and your kids are interested in music, if they hum a note, please, you know, talk to them about it. Ask them if that's what they want to do. And tell your son to keep doing it, because an opportunity will come. Even if it's just a nightclub or a bar that he plays at weekly, he will get some fulfillment out of it. He will, because he's
well,
the one
I
playing.
Mean, you know, music, if you stifle music, music works on one side of the brain, while education and books come from mm-hmm. the other side. So if
mm-hmm.
you combine the two, then you're more well-rounded. But that's
mm-hmm.
my opinion. That's just my opinion.
I look at it like this. I'm like, if you know, it's sustained me when I've lost jobs. And, you know, I tell people, really, if you have a talent, try to massage that talent and try to build it and make money off of it, because, you know, it's there. And if you don't use it, you'll lose it. You really will lose it.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
But thank
exactly.
you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, honey.
Good
and
luck
good, luck.
Good luck.
This sounds
thing.
Very exciting to me.
Thank you.
All right,
I'm looking
thanks.
Forward to it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, excuse me. Let's get back and see what 2013 is telling us about, Janet.
Okay.
What's more of our meat and potatoes for tonight's show?
Well, like I said, that first full moon being in Leo is a message to us to live life to its fullest. Because I think we're underrating ourselves. We've been focused on pain and the economy and the politics and everything, and we need to focus now on our living our life to the fullest.
Well, it's important that people excuse me, live in the present, and that's, I think everybody's so worried about what they didn't do yesterday or what they have to do tomorrow that they forget right now. You know, and there are only two things in this world that you can't buy no matter how much money you have, and that's time and that's love. I mean, we're all given the same amount of time, that 168 hours a week, that's all we're given unless God takes us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't buy time no matter what you do. And yet you can go out and buy a physical relationship, but you can't buy love. Love happens, you know. And people just, they spend so much time fretting over what didn't get done and fretting over what has to be done that they forget right now.
Exactly. And see, it all has to do with where your focus is. Okay? Proverbs 27, it says, as a man, meaning mankind, thinks within, so is he, and so he how he acts and what he creates. So we need to stop worrying about what we can't change, you know, what's beyond our control, what we have no power over, and we need to focus on the fact that this is a year of fulfillment. This is, Spirit has impressed upon me, a year of fulfillment. And
well,
God will use us, what we decree over ourselves. He will use it to change our lives forever. So start, you know, speaking good affirmations over It was very interesting. There was a man on TV today. He was 85 years young. He was so sharp. He was pulling scriptures just left and right for any question anybody had. And it was amazing. And so people asked him, how is your mind so alert? And he says, I get up every day and I say to myself, I am brilliant because I have the mind of Christ. And we do have the mind of Christ. We need to renew our minds and think more along God's ways. That's the key to the principles of the kingdom of God, doing it his way. The kingdom means government. It's his government. And he has no depression, no recession, none of those things.
Exactly.
So, where we're at. So,
well,
all right, I'd like to get into some of the prophetic blessings that I was told that we focus our attention on doing things God's way, okay?
Okay.
God will lift your face. This is a year of growth, a year of really accomplishing, really seeing your dreams come true. All this stuff behind us, you know, there was a delaying spirit. And things are going to play out. Things are going to play out according to the scripture. But we can be above that, be above what's happening in the world. So it's also a year of expansion. So it's increase, not decrease. So it's a year of increase. God has an unlimited source of supply, and he will silence your adversaries this year. It's a year of unusual miracles. I like that one. That one just really unusual miracles. So see,
well,
even things that you're not thinking about.
Well.
Pardon?
I think there'll be a great shifting of the wealth this year.
There's a lot of expansion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
The next one is after the year of unusual miracles, we're going to have a year of great financial anointing. So that's where, you know, you pop that in right before that.
That's a little too soon, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Day early and a dollar too much, is that it? A day late and dollar short? I don't know. Anyway.
Year of great financial anointing, and to be a part of that, we're going to be a part of that. So, and the last one is total recovery and restoration. What you've lost in the past, what's been taken from you, will be restored to you. Restoration in your health, being restored in your body, mind, and spirit. And the first month sets the stage for the rest of the year. First things first. So there'll be relationship shifts this year. Mars has moved towards more tender touches instead of that war-making energy that it normally has, and for a higher purpose. So Mars has moved in that aspect. So actually, and Venus changes signs and with more sentiment. And Venus is very alluring right now. So the fact that it is, that means that, you know, there's going to be a lot of coupling. People are going to be attracted. And so relationships are an issue this year, finding that right person. So it's
that
also really
sense.
Good aspects for romance.
Well, that makes sense with the first full moon of the year being in Leo and really going after relationship issues. It all makes sense when you look at it in an overall sort of scenario.
Yeah, I think it's really going to be a year of fulfillment, a year of really seeing your dreams come true. And you're right, you know, a lot of people have given up on their dreams. All this stuff, you know, we tend to focus on the pain. You notice when people talk, how quickly they're focused on bad things that happen to them. And they talk about what really bothers them. And we need to release all that. Release all that and open up to this change.
Well,
you know,
why do you think that, I said earlier that, you know, bad things happen really quick, but it takes us a very long time to get over them. Why do you think, and But if you look at the opposite, you know, good things generally take a time to play out. They can happen in an instant, but good things generally take a time to play out. And we're quick to forget those birthdays and anniversaries and ball games and those kind of things. But we hang on to that terror, that horror, that rocked our world rather than trying to move past it. If we forget all those wonderful things, you know, what do you think makes us do that? What is it in the human psyche that causes us to release those good things and hold on to all that negative crap?
Well, it's like we want to be validated here. You know, okay, something terrible happens to you, well, like a rape or something, and it's like you feel violated. You feel violated and dirty and all these things, and you know, the anger wells up, and this person did not have the right to do that, and we just that's one of the tricks of the enemy, is to get you, he starts a fire like that, and he gets you focused on that, and he keeps you away from what's good. You know,
well,
we stay focused.
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it's justifiable anger. It's justifiable anger to you know, that's why they started letting people face the people that harmed them and let them have their say so that they could get that off their chest. I mean, everybody wants to be heard, you know, and wants to understand and wants to be released of the pain and talk about it, you know, be able to get it out. That's how come therapy works so well, because people can go in there and it's confidential, and this person's listening, and they can really say what they want to say without retribution.
Well, but there's such a stigma associated with, you know, counseling. And there shouldn't be, because if you're strong enough and brave enough to go out there and seek out that kind of help, then that tells you how strong you are to start with.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, see, our future is decided. Our future is determined by the decisions we make, okay? And
right.
We have to understand that decisions, the choices we make, are determined between our intellect and our emotions. And emotionally driven people are people who, you know, we're all, I mean, that's part of the original curse. Adam and Eve became emotionally driven people. And that's part of what happened there, you know. So, and God will never force you anything, you know. It's like Judas and Barabbas thought that Jesus should overtake the Roman government and set up his kingdom, and that's not, he was there for the Romans as well. He was there for everyone, once he went to the cross. You know, it was salvation for everyone. And we have to make that choice. We have to make that choice that we... But you have to not allow yourself to be ruled by your emotions. Emotions will get you in trouble.
Well,
emotions,
but you have to allow them
to
play.
Go up there and slap that so-and-so for saying that about me. Or, you know, and that's emotions. That's emotions. And that's wanting to be revenge, wanting to be...
Right, and that revenge will come back to you 7-10-fold, just like the good things you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually,
those
kind of feelings bring you back more than the good does. So they bring you back 30 or 40 times. But it's all going to be negative, so, you know.
Yeah, and it's going to keep you stuck in a dark hole.
Well, I mean, you know, laughing at your mistakes and your shortcomings is one thing. You know, that'll help you to grow and be better, but laughing at others, that'll hold you back and bring you more negative. So, you
know. Yeah.
But it's easy to make fun of somebody. You know, that way you don't have to spend those hours and that time looking inward, you know. And dealing with your own stuff, you can make fun of everybody around you. You can make fun of, you know, whatever.
Well,
but
that's why I was talking about higher consciousness, because your mind always races with thoughts. Have you ever got ready to go to bed and then you're just thinking about everything you have to do and all these things, all these thoughts? Well, the same thing happens when you try to meditate and all these thoughts come. And you have to quiet your mind. You have to quiet it. And you, to begin with, the first thing you do is just concentrate on your breathing. You know, let those thoughts come and go, but don't hang on to anything. And, you know, these are hindrances that happen or obstacles that block our inner voice. Our inner voice wants to tell us what's possible. Your inner voice is your spirit. And the spirit was in control until the forbidden fruit, and then it reversed everything. If our spirit was in control, everything we want is in our spirit. Everything we want is in our spirit. So we connect with our spirit and listen to our to that true inner voice, not the one, not the emotional center. The emotional center has been fragmented and injured, and it just focuses on fear. And I'll turn that fear. You know.
Right, and then that's what, then we start feeling more of those feelings of anger and revenge and
mm-hmm.
and bringing more negative to it, then we think, you know, we feel in this way, this anger and revenge is, you know,
yeah, and
overcoming
people think,
us.
Yeah, people think that it's always been the same, it's always going to be the same, it's never going to change. That stuff will keep you stuck right there, you know. You have to know that the inner voice can be critical sometimes, and that's called the superego, the internalized patient, the inner critic. Now, there's a difference between that and your spiritual voice. See, and that's where meditation and learning to connect will teach you the differences between those voices.
Well, when I first started learning to meditate, you know, just like you said, all these thoughts, you know, I should be taking this time to do this or do that. This needs done, that needs done. And I've learned that the best way for me is, okay, think the thought, have the thought. It's in your head. So rather than messing with your meditation, okay, see that laundry folded. It's done and put away. Okay, and you'll get to it when you're done with your meditation, because your meditation is just as important. And then when you're done, then sure, that laundry, it seems to have almost folded itself. It, you know, it just, not that, you know, any little elves are going to come in and fold it for you, but, you know, it seems to go quicker and easier.
You guys are welcome, come on.
Really. It seems to go quicker and easier, and it seems to be more joyful. You know, and that's the thing. Doing those things and bringing that joy will only bring you more joy. So if when you're meditating, you know, and you have that problem, your mind's just racing, okay, see whatever it is as being completed and how you feel when that job is done. That way, when you come back to your meditation, you're not as, you don't feel guilty for taking that time, and you see that that 5, 10, 15 minutes, you know, was no big deal. And enjoying that, you know, and rejuvenating yourself that way, you know, will bring you amazing feelings, and in the long run, it'll help you to achieve those heart's desires and those dreams and goals that you have.
That's right.
Because you'll
and
quit,
connect
you'll
yourself,
quit hearing that voice.
Connect yourself to the supernatural God who can bring this about. And no matter how it looks, you know, have faith. Have faith in God. You may, you know, having faith in other people, even in yourself, sometimes that can fail you. But have faith in somebody that doesn't make mistakes, the perfect one, the, you know,
exactly,
the all-knowing one. And this is a year where God wants us to live our life to the fullest. He, you know, we've been trapping around since even before 9/11, just all this negative stuff. There's been year after year after year. And then all the threats. Medicare is going to go. Social Security's out of money. They took too much money out of the fund. Blah, 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 blah. The list goes on. You know, goes on and
right.
on. So our God and his kingdom has unlimited supply, and he will give us an unlimited source of supply this year. And he will silence our adversaries, which are the things that even within us, he will teach us how to silence them. So I think it's very important to connect this year, very important.
Well, to connect in all your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
with God, with your family, with your loved ones,
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
that special somebody. That's what it's about this year, clarifying and building those relationships or walking away from ones that aren't beneficial to us.
Yeah. Well, just like I think it was a couple weeks ago, you know, we had our services and it came up in Ephesians, and we were working out of Ephesians and Galatians, where it says all things are permissible in this life, you know. But is it, does it edify you? Okay? So you need to look at what you're doing. Does it bring the best out in you? And clarify it. Is this habit good for me? Does it harm me? Does it build me up? And if it doesn't, then you need to make a change with it. And that's how we determine. All things are permissible. Remember people used to go around saying everything's okay in moderation. Other words, it doesn't control you.
And it's not sinful or harmful.
Yeah. And see, we perish. Hosea chapter 4 says, verse 6, I think it is, my people, God calls us his people, perish from lack of knowledge. So what you don't know will hurt you. It could kill you. So we need to know things. We need to know the truth about things. And sometimes we rationalize things. Because for whatever reason, we don't want to give them up, or a lot of people want God to adjust to their lifestyle.
Well, exactly, and that won't happen. You need to adjust to God. Okay, but, you know, that's why I like so much the saying that, you know, we are created in God's image. I'm not doing it verbatim here. We're created in God's image. And God wants us to have everything we want. He wants us to have our heart's desires. So he's made us creators here also. And we create our reality by what we do and what we think and what we say, where we go, and these kind of things. So if he made us creators in his own image and he owns everything out here, then why can't I have my dream? Because my dream is out here. And that's exactly the way you need to hold on to it. You're here to create that
dream. We are created in the image of likeness of God. God's a triune being, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are a spirit. I possess a soul, and I live in this body. So I'm a triune being. And we have to understand that our soul has a destiny. It's been given assignment. We go through in this life, you know, some of our challenges are destined. You can find these things in studying through numerology. You know, numerology is definitely accepted in the Bible. There's a whole book called Numbers. And God does everything in numerical precision. He's the great mathematician. The sun and the moon does its things precisely in a mathematical precision. And so everything is a process. And we have to realize that our spirit is perfect, okay? Your spirit is perfect. And
well,
it has everything in it, but it has to be fed, and it has to be brought forth from the position that it was reversed to back into the position of controlling our life. If our spirit controlled our life, we'd have everything. We'd already have it.
Yeah, we wouldn't even have to think about it. It'd already be there.
Mm-mm. No, whatever you
know,
thought about, you'd manifest.
Right. And yeah, and that's the thing. You know, it's just that instant.
We are co-creators.
Society.
We create our world by the thoughts that we think and what we speak over ourselves. And if we constantly stay in the realm of pain and the way things are in the world, then that's, you know, we create that for ourselves.
Right.
Each and every day you have a choice to be blessed or cursed.
And most of us, unfortunately, most of us look at cursed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sad to think that, you know, that we have spent so much time bringing the negativity into our worlds that we won't take half as much time to get rid of it.
Well, that's the key to this year. And we want to clarify what edifies us, what's good for us, and make changes and stop thinking, well, this isn't going to happen, never will, it hasn't happened, this fuck, now, all that negative stuff, all that is stinking thinking and needs to be gone. So, because it can change, and God wants us to live life to the fullest this year. He really does, and he wants us to connect with his way and his kingdom principles, and we'll be happy. We'll be very happy.
Well, I hope more people take that to heart this year than have. I think if we put collectively as a nation, as a world, if we just bring about 5 minutes a day, you know, of joy into our world that wouldn't necessarily be there if we didn't put it there, if we didn't create that joy. I mean, you may be going through the worst thing in the world, but if you take 5 minutes and create that joy, that tragedy that you're dealing with at present won't be so tragic. You know, stop the microwave. Turn the microwave on. And I
Well, it's just like, you know, I was thinking about, we were talking about addictions, okay? If you look at a baby, you see that addictive personality in that child at a very young age with you know, the sucking reflex, the need for a pacifier, the need for the bottle, the need for being cuddled, you know, wrapped
right.
up and feeling secure. And you can see those things, you know, and it's part of being human. And people are addicted to a lot of things, not just drugs and alcohol and tobacco, and they're addicted to people, they're addicted to philosophies, they're addicted to money, they're addicted to power, they're addicted to cars, a way of living, you know, so.
I mean, we'll get away from the sex, drugs, and alcohol, you know. We won't even bring those into play. Oh, well, you know. You have to step back sometimes and say, is this working for me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we
That's
do it with,
clarifying, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do it with our houses, we do it with our cars, we do it with our jobs. Why don't we step back and do it with our lives? You know, and I mean, the biggest answer to that is people don't want to feel those emotions. Well, when they say that to me, it's like, what, you're telling me you don't want to feel the bad things. I'm not telling you to feel the bad things. I'm telling you, deal with the bad things and move on and bring joy back into your world and your life.
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest things that keeps us from our blessed life is unforgiveness and anger and resentment and held against something or someone, or, you know, those are the things that we need to let go, you know. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay, and he will. And he can do a better job than we can, and I've had the privilege of seeing that in action. And
to.
I'm going, I actually laugh. Like, yeah, that was better than what I would have done. So I want to pray for everybody that called tonight, and for you, Marcia, too, as well. For all of us, Father God, we come to you, and we praise you and thank you for everything that we have. And, you know, we have better liberties here than we would have in other countries, and where some people are living in hovels, and at least we have a home and we have a source of income, and we can have blessings galore. And I pray for each and every person that called tonight, and that they will walk out in faith and trusting in you to make good changes for them. And God, you want us to live our life to the fullest and be happy, even though the world may be falling apart around us. I pray for our country tonight, and I pray for people who are lost, and I pray that they will find you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I want to let everybody know our next show is February the 26th at the same time, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock.
West Coast time.
In the West Coast. I'll get it out here in a minute. Our topic will be about relationships, since we'll be in the month of February and it's Valentine's Day, and we're looking forward to everyone's comments and inputs. Janet will once again take questions, and we will discuss the full moon situation for February, and we'll discuss then the Mercury retrograde that's coming up for us in February and how that can, and for me, it truly does affect things in my world, especially with...
What sign is it in?
With technology. I'm not sure yet. I'll have to check that out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not sure either. But, you know, Mercury retrogrades, everybody kind of fears them, like, oh, you can, you know, basically it's don't start anything new. And a lot of times you something that you didn't get right in a relationship will come back and face you again. You know, people break up under Mercury retrogrades and go back together under Mercury retrograde. And on that, in that respect, you're being shown that you didn't communicate right here, so get it right so that you don't have to do it again.
Well, see, I always have a problem with technology during Mercury retrograde. But
I know. It's like the computer gets, it can be very frustrating.
Yeah, my computer gets real hanky around Mercury retrograde.
It's a real challenge during that time to meditate and go, I'm getting above this.
Oh,
and then something happens and I go, well, I thought I was above it.
But anyway, I'm
grateful, and I thank you that we can do these shows. And our aim is to, we're all traveling this spiritual journey, and hopefully we can help one another to reach our highest good. That's the whole thing, reaching our highest good.
Well, I believe, was it Mary Jo that made the comment that that we're just out here trying to help bring sunshine, so to say, into everybody's world, and thanking us for doing this because we need to band together. And that's true. We need to band together, like minds. And the fact that it's a joyous mind and heart that we're trying to put out into the world. We need to band together and listen and be of comfort to each other. So if anybody has any special needs coming up that they would like prayer for, please don't hesitate to contact us at Spiritual Percept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com, or shoot Janet a email at Janet Thornburg on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. If you'd like a private reading with Janet, you can, again, email us, and she'll make arrangements for that, or you can connect with her on keen.com now that she can get the kids in school. She'll probably be back on there with a little more regularity. That's what I'm hoping and praying for.
I'm thinking that's – I'm waiting on the paperwork. It was granted, praise God. The judge gave me temporary orders, which are good enough to get Head Start going and daycare, and I'm looking forward to going back to work. I really am. I love my grandchildren, and it's been fun, and it's been challenging, and it's been, you know, different. And I kept thinking, you know, when Celine and I got this house, it was thinking about adults, definitely not a children's house. So it's been very challenging, but we've managed, and I just think that it'll be really good that the kids can go to school, and that way they can focus on learning and not what's happened.
Well, that's a good stable environment that you've raised them in. We'll get ready to burn our candles on February the 10th for our new moon and everything you want to get rid of in your life. And on February the 26th will be the day of our show will be the next full moon for February. Also, to remind everybody of Mercury retrograde starts February 23rd and ends the 17th, but remember the 2 weeks before and after can be affected. Janet, is there anything else you want to add tonight?
God bless everybody. Keep the faith and get rid of that stinking thinking. Just put it behind you, the things that it hurts and the pains and the bondages, give them over to God, and he'll break those chains off of us. And let's really live our life to the fullest this year and believe we can.
I believe we can too. All right. Well, I guess we'll call it an evening. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you or hearing from you on the 26th of February. Same time,
yes,
same channel. Good night, Janet.
Thank you. Good night.